Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Carolyn Boxmeyer. Dr. Boxmeyer is a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Medicine and Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the College of Community Health Sciences. She provides behavioral health training to family medicine residents, medical students, rural medical scholars, and psychology graduate students, and directs psychological services to adults, children, and families at University Medical Center, which the college operates. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Boxmeyer.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
In today's topic, we're talking about mindful coping power. Tell us a little bit about what is mindful coping power.
Mindful coping power is a program that our team at the University of Alabama developed, and it's a program for children and their parents that teaches the children skills for coping with strong emotions and difficult situations, and basically the building blocks of healthy relationships and social skills. And then we coach their parents on how to support those same skills at home.
And how long has this been around? I really haven't heard a lot. I'm sure our viewers may have not heard about mindful coping power. How long has this been around?
So mindful coping power is a novel adaptation of a program called Coping Power that has been around for more than 20 years, also developed by a team here at University of Alabama. And we train folks all over the country and the world, really, in the coping power intervention. And the difference with mindful coping power is we added some mind-body practices, things like meditation and yoga practices, to the coping power program to kind of bring the knowledge and skills that that program teaches from the head, kind of intellectual level, to the full body level to help children and their parents really kind of understand how they're feeling in any given moment and what they need, and then to act with wisdom based on that information.
And how does mindful coping power help children?
It helps children because it teaches them things like understanding what their goals for themselves are, their highest values, how to notice when they're having a strong emotional reaction like anger, fear, or sadness, and then how to kind of think about how to handle the situation that's contributing to those feelings in a wise way that's going to help them meet their goals, maintain their relationships, and help them in their life. So we find that teaching these are really the building blocks of mental health and healthy relationships. And we find that teaching these skills at a young age helps put children on a positive path for the rest of their life, especially as they cross the transition to middle school and high school, and their peer relationships and academic functioning are so important at those ages. To have these skills going into that time is really critical and can not only help them develop in a positive direction, but can prevent some of the challenges that can come up at those ages, like struggling in school, struggling with your friendships, and then possibly getting into things like substance abuse that can really cause problems in their life.
And you kind of touched on that. I was going to ask you, what are some signs that parents can look out for to be mindful that their children may need these skills?
Well, the program can benefit everyone, but some of the things that we look for are children who are kind of standing out from their peers in the sense that relationships and friendships seem to be more difficult, either finding friends or maintaining friendships more rocky, or also challenges that they're hearing from the school, that the child's having trouble following the teacher's directions in the classroom or being respectful to their teacher. So the program can specifically benefit those youth by identifying what's driving those challenges and then teaching them the skills that can help to learn to regulate themselves better and get along with others better.
And why is mindful coping power important?
It's important because it's a very powerful preventive tool that can teach that we don't really think as mental health and health as separate in our college. We think that our mind and body are very connected, and it's important to kind of have awareness of yourself and have these skills. And the more you can teach those from a young age, the more you can develop in a positive way in your life and develop healthy relationships.
And what are some benefits of incorporating mindful coping power?
Well, what we found in our most recent research study is that adding the meditation and yoga mind-body practices to the existing coping power program did have some very specific benefits. So the children reported that it helped them be more aware of their body and their feelings, and also to regulate those better, so they had more of a sense of calm, ease, or control in their life, or knew how to bring it back to that when they were in a situation that what triggered a strong reaction in them. And so it had that benefit as reported by the children at the end of the intervention. And then when we followed up a year down the road, once they were in middle school, we found that teachers reported that the children had much better social skills. It also led to a reduction in something that we call reactive aggression. So it's that form of aggression that kind of hot temper leads you to fly off the handle in the moment when something happens that's upsetting to you. It helped to calm that down, so children were able to notice when they were getting upset and calm themselves down before responding to the situation.
And what age group benefits the most that you all saw in your research from the Mindful Coping Power?
Well, the program was designed for children toward the end of elementary school, ages 9 to 12. It has been used with older age group, but that was originally the target group. And as I mentioned earlier, the intention is to provide these skills before middle school and high school. But the same skills can be beneficial to adults and people of all ages.
And what are some of the lasting effects of using mindful coping?
So the lasting effects are really those improvements in social skills that can help develop and maintain healthy relationships. The more you're getting along well with your teachers and others in school and able to regulate yourself well enough to focus and learn, that can help you in a wide variety of areas, to learn and succeed in school, to develop friendships and relationships. And then also prevent getting on a course or developing unhealthy coping strategies that may create more difficulties in your life.
Anything else you want to add about this topic for our audience?
I could mention two kind of concepts or phrases that the children really like that could benefit anybody watching. One was called press the pause and take two. So PTP and take two, which just means in any moment, if you notice yourself getting kind of wound up or intense, all you need to do, and no one else even needs to know that you're doing it, is just to stop and take two breaths, just kind of notice the flow of your breath. And during that time, just kind of check in with yourself. How am I feeling? What's going on? What do I need, or what might help most in this situation? And then the other that was really impactful was the concept of respond, not react. And that means in that moment when you're feeling really kind of wound up or triggered, rather than doing the first thing that comes to mind, which may not be the wisest thing or could lead to problems for you, to take that time to notice how you're feeling, calm yourself, and then think about what's a wise, compassionate way of responding to this situation, and only kind of acting until you have a wise choice in mind. So those two things, PTP and take two, and respond, not react, could benefit to anyone.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Boxmeyer, for joining us for this week's Health Matters Report.
Great. Thank you for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.